Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts is suing the Obama administration over fishing regulations. The reason? Commercial fishermen say new limits on the codfish they catch will put them out of business. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Generations of fishermen have hauled cod, halibut, and flounder into the port of Gloucester, where today Joe Orlando runs a 65-foot trawler, the Padre Pio.
I've been fishing with this boat almost 38 years.
He's afraid that long run is coming to an end. Earlier this month, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, better known as NOAA, drastically lowered catch limits for the Northeast. For some kinds of fish, he's allowed to land only about a fifth of what he caught last year. Orlando says that's not enough to pay the bills.
I've spent my whole life building a business with my son. Maybe mid-July, we're done. It's all over.
NOAA's new regulations are essentially a death penalty on the fishing industry in Massachusetts as we know it.
State Attorney General Martha Coakley went to Boston's fish pier yesterday to argue regulators violated federal law by ignoring the economic impact. She also says they failed to use the best science to count fish. The agency disagrees. NOAA's regional director, John Bullard, stood at the same pier a month ago to say it's time to reverse decades of overfishing.
We have to rebuild these stocks and get out of this situation where we're at historically low levels of codfish.
Bullard admits it's painful, but he says until fisheries return to sustainable levels, there's no future for the industry. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.